This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us right now on the show, as you can tell by the music in the background, is the head coach of the University of Houston Cougars. The Cougs winning again this past weekend, so times are good, and they've got a tough one coming up. Always tough with the Navy midshipmen coming up on the schedule this weekend, but a nice win over East Carolina in East Carolina, and we'll talk about that right now with Major Applewhite joining us on the show. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Sean?
We're doing good, man. Hey, so what did you learn about your team in the win over East Carolina this past weekend?
Oh, you know, it was great for our, you know, defensively, we're just continuing to improve, and I'm proud of our coaches and our players, just how we're improving, and 7 takeaways the last 2 weeks. You know, had 3 sacks, pressured the quarterback, scored on defense. That's always huge, especially on the road when you can get a score from your defense. And, you know, offensively, we can be explosive. We got in our own way a few times in some series with some, you know, penalties before the snap in terms of false starts on the road and things like that. And those are things that we've got to clean up as we play a Navy team that's going to take the, you know, time of possession, and they're not going to give us those opportunities. But, you know, our guys played in a good crowd, you know, at night on the road against a conference opponent, and you know, went there and won by 22, and that's a good thing. But you know, we're going to take all the things that we need to improve on and take them into next week.
Coach, I actually did called a game against SMU Navy 2 years ago, and Chad Morris was the coach at SMU, and I remember him talking about the week of preparation leading into that game being so different because of Navy's style of play. Talk to me a little bit about your week, what the plan is. Obviously, it's a little different opponent than most weeks.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, you got to get your defense prepared for triple option. Well, you got to get your team prepared for what kind of game it's going to be. So you got to explain to your offense, you're normally operating with 16, 17 possessions, you're going to have 11 or 12. So they're at a premium. They can't be wasted. No 3 and outs. We got to at least swap field position or go score and put pressure on a team that likes to run the ball. Defensively, we've got to get ready for triple. We've got to have somebody for dive. We've got to have somebody for quarterback. We've got to have somebody for pitch. And then we've got to make the tackle. And it's usually not the triple that bleeds you to death. It can, but it's the play actions. It's the big shots off of the crack and goes off the arc blocks. Those type of things are reverse mixed in there as flow continues to happen, you know, throughout the game, and you're pursuing the ball. It's the big plays off of it. But we spent a lot of time talking to our team this week about, you know, a lot of these guys have played against them, being that they're in our division. But the guys that haven't played against them is, you know, it's different. You know, you're not going to have 2 plays run every, you know, 40 seconds like a spread team who's playing with tempo. You're going to be standing out there for 25, 30 seconds before they line up. Offensively, they may be on this 5-minute drive, you know, and you're going to be standing on the sideline for 15 minutes. You got to stay loose and warm and ready to go. And, you know, when that opportunity comes, you got to cash in on it. So a lot of different things. And then probably the biggest thing that goes untalked about, you know, is just how you prepare your scout team to run a triple option offense. People just aren't running that in high school anymore. So you have to go to spring practice and spend some days teaching some scouts. You got to spend some days in fall camp. You got to spend a day or two during your off week to make sure when you do get to this game, it's not something completely foreign. Those guys have been trained, and they can go in there and they can run this offense to the best of their abilities. They're not going to be able to run up with the speed and execution that those guys do because they do it every day, but they can give your defense a great look.
What about you guys going in on that same note, Coach, with as far as the play calling goes? You guys obviously have to – you said the possessions are fewer than normal. Is that something where you guys anticipate going in with a little heavier fourth down package, maybe, or a little aggressive approach, or just a little difference there on third and fourth downs?
Yeah, fourth down, it's a different animal in this game a little bit. You know, there's some times where you want to go for it more because you want to keep possession of the ball. You got to alert your defense. I mean, it's short yardage every snap, you know, so they're going to go for a lot of fourth down. So you got to be prepared. It's not, all right, it's 3rd and 8, and we stopped them for a 4-yard gain. They're going to punt on 4th and 4. No, they go for that. They try to keep possession of the ball. So just kind of, educating your guys as to what it's going to be like, throughout the course of the game, the lulls in play in terms of the time of possessions and those type of things, how long you're on the field, but fourth down. You know, that's a big down for us. So guys understand it. We pounded it all week. We've got to go out and have a great day of preparation today and a great day of practice, and then we've got to go play well.
Coach, speaking of defending against your opponent this week, I want to go back to what you mentioned a couple of minutes ago about the defense, because last week I asked you about Kendall Briles and his impact. You guys were averaging 50 points a game, and now we're talking about two games where you've had six takeaways that have set you up for 28 points. So Mark D'Onofrio on the defensive side of the football, can you talk a little bit about his impact and what's keyed this real resurgence of your defense in midseason here?
Well, it's still, you know, like we said at the beginning of the week, you know, we've come a long way, but there's a million miles to go. We need to keep staying at it. You know, the only thing you're entitled to is another opportunity, and that's what we have Saturday, and you got to prove yourself every Saturday. But that being said, I'm really proud of the way our players have responded, you know, the last three games and the level of football that they played specifically on that side of the ball. You know, and we just continue to improve. And the coaches, you know, Coach D'Onofrio, I mean, the experience that he has, you know, the amount of games he's called, he's a veteran. He's had moments like this where, you know, every good coach has a day where, you know, a team goes out and scores 40 points on you, you know, or whatever it may be, and you got to go back, or you go out there and you get shut out as an offensive coordinator. You got to go back to the drawing board. You got to go on those experiences and what you've learned, and the coaches have attacked it. The players have attacked it. And right now, I mean, you're standing on the sideline of East Carolina. Our guys are having fun playing defense. So that's the main thing. It's always about fun, you know. And the only way you have fun is you execute and you win. And they're doing a great job of it. And I'm ready to go watch them play Saturday.
Joining us on Sports Radio 610, Coach, I have a methodology question here, I guess, in terms of coaching, or I don't even know if it's motivating. Maybe just illustrating here. But obviously, the Navy, you know, you mentioned it. You guys have played Navy a few times the last few years. A couple of years ago, Navy kind of spoiled things for you guys that season in that game up there. I'm curious if you use with this group, do you actually go back and use footage from that game to show, hey, here's what Navy could potentially do to us, a season where still your goals are all still in front of you, especially with South Florida next week? That's a team that's undefeated. Or is this a group where the focus is pretty good with this group? They know what's in front of them.
Well, it's just parenting. It is. It's teaching, it's parenting, and there's always, you know, that fine line between, you know, hey, this could happen and this could happen and this could happen. And, you know, you're not coaching any confidence into your guys, you know, but you got to, you know, that's what I always tell our guys. It's great to be optimistic. It's bad to be pessimistic. It's best to be realistic. And here's the realistic part of it. If we go up there like we did 2 years ago and we turn the ball over three times and waste possessions, it's going to be hard. If we go up there and give over 350, 400 yards of rushing, it's going to be hard. So here's what we've got to focus on. These are our keys. This is our keys to win the game. This is what we've got to do at our position. This is how you have to win your one-on-one battle. This is what we all need to go do, and our guys have attacked it from Sunday, Tuesday, yesterday. Today we need to have another great practice, but not so much from a revenge standpoint. You know, that's not what we're going at. It's understand the type of game, and those are the great coaches that can, you know, explain to you, this is the type of game. This is going to be your competitive advantage. This is what you've got to understand on fourth down. This is how these drives are important, how valuable these possessions are, just trying to paint the picture as to this is the type of game it's going to be. And then they go out and they go execute the plays and have a better feel for, you know, how to win the game.
You got a ton of Houston kids on the team. Are you worried about any of them staying up really late to watch these Astros games and how much rest you're going to get?
No, I'm not. I'm not worried about them staying up watching the Astros. I mean, if it was a Rockets run, you know, in the playoffs like they're going to do, I'd be worried about them trying to stay up watching NBA basketball. But not many of our guys are – you know, they love Houston, no doubt about it, but I don't think many of them are really glued into the, you know, Major League Baseball right now.
There you go. All right. Coach Major Applewhite joining us here on the Triple Threat Sports Radio 610. Coach, 2-0 in conference and taking on Navy this weekend. Coach, go get them. We look forward to talking with you again next Thursday.
Sir.
Good luck.
Thanks for having me, guys. Go Cougs.
All right. There it is. Major Applewhite joining us here on the Triple Threat on Sports Radio 610. Yeah, 2-0 in conference. And
it's all right there in front of them.
Yeah, that South Florida game is an interesting one a week from now, because not only is that a game in conference, I don't think that's the same side of the. I'm not sure if that's the same side of the division or not. I don't have the AAC.
I don't think it is.
Yeah,
I believe they're the only undefeated in conference play in their division.
Well, right? Yeah, you're right. South Florida and Central Florida are both in the East, and the Cougs are in the West. You're right. They're the only. They're the only undefeated team on the Western side. But the thing is, it's going to be the highest-ranked group of five school that gets that bid. And I know it's the AP rankings, not the selection committee rankings, but we know that can affect thought process sometimes subliminally.
No,
and South Florida is ranked right now. They're ranked 21st in the country. So that would be one of those wins that at least, you know, from a perception standpoint, would look really, really good beating a top 25 team. So there you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.